Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? Again, ask your pastor why you guys haven't done a study about all the different translations there are. There's 400 plus. And as we go through so many versions, and this is just a handful in this book, okay, we're going to see, and you're going to see, how they attack the King James Bible. God's perfect words are 1769, perfect, without error, the Blaney text. And that's why I'm reading through these, so you can get the flavor of what these scholars put out there. Most have said that I've studied church history, translation history. Most go to seminary believing, let's say, 98% of their Bible is true. By the time they're done with them, they leave thinking 60% are somewhat true, but none are 100% true without error. Well, if that's true, how is the God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is all about truth, going to judge us and everyone else accordingly, if there is not one book, one Bible that is true? But I'm going to tell you right now, we are in the Modern Language Bible, chapter 5, which isn't even a Bible. It's a translation. And they don't, and it was put together by a group of scholars who they don't name, but they do name one person who was that of the Presbyterian Church. And you'll learn a little bit more about that in part 1 of November. This is part 2. So Virkel was in many ways a remarkable man. He is a Presbyterian. How is that remarkable? He was duped by John Calvin's God. Okay, over 21 years of age when he came to America in March 1894. And it's interesting because in 1880 is when the other translation came out. And that is when this country changed, because the only translation we had for a good 200 years was that of the 1769 King James Bible. Okay. Or that of the King James Bible. Okay. Now, 1894, okay, is when this man came to America. He worked as a farmhand in California. He had yet to learn English and gain an education. At Park College, Missouri, where he received his Bachelor of Arts degree in 1901, which is when the American Standard translation came out, his interest in Greek was aroused while he was a freshman. Did you notice that one? His interest in Greek, okay? Most people that have an interest in Greek do not have an interest in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, okay? So here's a little more flavor about the modern language. I'm not even going to call it a Bible, the modern language translation. He received his Bachelor of Divinity degree from Princeton Theological Seminary in 1904 with New Testament as his specialty. A New Testament fellowship enabled him to study in Europe, where he received his Doctor of Philosophy degree. What does that tell you about his Bible belief? What does Paul say about philosophy? And I'm going to let you look that one up on your own. From the University of Leipzig in 1906, he did additional graduate work in Berlin. And more on this person next week. But right now, you should be getting a good flavor about the modern language translation. See you next week.